I heard that story, I never snapped my fingers when I sing. Right? And it tells you a story about the Ari, too. The Ari saw where the angels were, and the Ari could spot it. The other legend about the Ari is that the Ari could see on a person's face. It was called Chochmas HaPartzuf. By looking at the person, he could tell you, like the picture of Dorian Gray, right? He could tell the difference. He could tell where he was in the world. To the extent that it's written that people stopped coming to see him. Which is always the human solution, right? Right? You don't go to the doctor, right? And then you're well. But that's the Arisa. The Arisa saw angels. The Arisa could see it on a person's face. So that's why he was the godly Rabbi Isaac. Right? And Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, the greatest Talmud Chacham, the greatest Lamdan, it was not above him to come and hear someone else speak. Maybe the guy will tell him so. Maybe he'll hear something he didn't hear before. Different caliber of people. Giants. If you see in the tshuva of the Ramah has a tshuva from his uncle, the Marshal. We'll talk about them when we get back to Polish Jewry. This is like a three-ring circus because it's all going on all over the world at once at the same time. But the Marshal was his uncle, Rabbi Shlomo Luria, who was the Rav in Lublin. And the Marshal was a very strong person, to put it mildly. Very strong person. So the Marshal and the Ramah had a difference of opinion about a matter in Halacha. So the Marshal, who was the uncle, wrote his nephew, and he said, not only that what you write me is wrong, he says, but you don't know grammar. He says, you make males females and females males. He said, you're destroying God's world. Instead of writing Lashon Nekeva, you write Lashon Zahar. The Mazkir Nekevas, Uman Kiv Schorim, he says. That's the Lashon in the Marshal's Tshuva to the Ramah. So imagine, you're the Ramah, you're the leader of Polish Jewry, and you get a letter like that from another rabbi. So if you're the nicest guy in the world, you don't answer him, right? Take it and put it in the garbage and goodbye. The Ramah published the letter in his book. And he wrote him back a letter, and he said, Uncle, he says, I know you're irascible. He says, I know, but he says, you know, he says, what can I do? I'm not as great a grammarian as you are. And he said, you'll forgive me for my mistakes. But he said, but the halacha's like me anyway. So again, it's a description of the people. You see what kind of people we're dealing with. Kind of sterling character trait. The ability to pursue truth for the sake of truth. The ability to separate all human foibles and pettiness from the matter. So that's why their Shulchan Aruch lasts 500 years. That's why it doesn't become obsolete. That's why people say they learned with an angel. Because that's a different type of person. Completely different type of human being. And that's reflected in that generation, in the generation after the Spanish exile, the generation that gave us people like Rabbi Yosef Karo.